Animal rights activists are praising the European Union for banning animal testing in all phases of cosmetics production. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, some producers say the so-called cruelty-free measure will end up hurting businesses.
The website of Humane Society International heralds the EU move, with fluffy bunnies expressing their happiness. The organization urges governments around the world to join Europe in prohibiting animal testing at every stage and with every ingredient in cosmetics and other personal care products. EU official Susanna Hoke acknowledges that while substitutes aren't available yet for 100% of testing practices, she believes producers should welcome the alternatives.
They're not necessarily more expensive. In some cases, they could even be cheaper.
But the trade group Cosmetics Europe says there's a big gap between what's available and what's needed to ensure human safety without this testing. The group says the ban won't do much for animal welfare worldwide, but will be painful for the European cosmetics industry. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
One of the five men on trial for the rape and murder of a young woman in New Delhi has committed suicide behind bars. Police say Ram Singh, who allegedly drove the bus during the December attack, had been under suicide watch. Officials say his family suspects foul play. The 23-year-old victim was traveling with a friend when she was gang-raped and beaten by six men. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.